Well, I am once again at the 2013 Commodity Classic in the BASF booth, and standing in front of me is Dr. Jennifer Holland with BASF. Jennifer, tell me a little bit about your role with the company.
I'm a technical marketing specialist with our row crop fungicide team. I have responsibility for our plant health products, primarily in the markets of research on corn, beans, wheat, and some other row crops.
Well, you talked about Preaxor and using it as a fungicide to control disease and contribute to plant health. So tell me a little bit more about that and how it's contributed to this to the drought in 2012.
So in 2012, you know, we launched Preaxor to much acclaim and a lot of challenges in the marketplace with the drought of 2012. And one of the things we were able to do was get 60 on-farm trials looking at Preaxor comparisons to Headline. And what we were able to see is that Preaxor actually outperformed Headline with a 2-bushel better increase in yield, which really is going to deliver significant value for growers. And we believe that that yield is underpinned by all of the plant health benefits that we've researched and that we can offer with Preaxor. For us, those plant health benefits really fall into three buckets. First and foremost, disease control, which we know is very important with a fungicide, but also growth efficiency, which is maximizing photosynthesis and nutrient utilization, and then finally stress tolerance, which of course the drought of 2012 falls into that bucket.
Well, what were kind of some of the feedback you received from the actual growers who used it?
So growers are very pleased with the 2-bushel increase over Headline. You know, Headline is the leader in the industry right now in terms of foliar fungicides. And the fact that we're able to launch a new innovation with 2 modes of action that really gives growers resistance management tools as well as plant health benefits has had growers very excited, giving us lots of positive feedback.
Well, let's look into some new innovations and research and development you guys have there at BASF looking into 2013.
In 2013, we're really excited because we're looking to continue the integration process with Becker Underwood. Both of us have very strong innovative pipelines, and I think that growers are going to see a number of new, exciting innovations coming from us as we move forward with that integration process. And one of the things that BASF has always prided itself on is its commitment to the agricultural industry and to innovation. In fact, by 2015, we will have launched 33 new products, which really speaks to our commitment. And in terms of research and development, we spend approximately $2 million a day. And that's Mondays through Fridays and the weekends to make sure that we're bringing the most innovative solutions to growers.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the 2013 growing season disease-wise. What do you guys plan to see growers facing with diseases coming into the next year?
Coming into the next year, you know, we see a lot of the similar culprits that we see year after year. So, for example, in corn, it's going to be gray leaf spot, northern corn leaf blight, both diseases of which are controlled very nicely by Headline Amp. Headline Amp is our premier corn fungicide offering. We recommend putting that on at Tassel at 10 fluid ounces per acre. And we see benefits that include things like enhanced yield, excellent disease control, and also increased standability and decreased lodging, which is very important to corn growers. And then in soybeans, we see things like Septoria leaf spot being problematic, of which Preaxor fungicide is going to be an excellent tool in the toolbox.
Well, you guys are about to wrap up day 2 of the trade show here at the Commodity Classic. Tell me a little bit about what you're sharing with exhibitors here and kind of some of your favorite things that you've got to take in the last 2 days.
As a technical marketing specialist, one of the things that I get the most excited about is sharing our innovation message and also sharing the research that our biologists develop for us. They put together some excellent demonstrations for us here. We're able to show some of the plant health benefits to growers and really bring the benefit of that advanced science directly home to them so that they can feel it, touch it, and see it. And the positive feedback has been really exciting. And their interest in trying to get the most out of every acre and look for new solutions on their operations is something that we always find very invigorating at BASF.
Well, thank you, Jennifer, for taking a few minutes to chat with me and share what's coming down the pipeline and some things that growers can really utilize at BASF. Once again, talking with Dr. Jennifer Holland at BASF. I'm here at the 2013 Commodity Classic. I am Jamie Johansson.